Welcome to the table. The table. The table. The table. Perspective.
Greetings and welcome to the Table of Perspective, where we take a deeper look into how the internal narrative of an individual determines their response to life itself and all it entails. Today, we are your hosts, myself, Dinewo, and my girl.
Hello.
Beulah. How are you, Beulah?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm fine.
Excellent.
You really are well. Oh, my God. I just love the enthusiasm there.
Two weeks back,
energy
I was
you.
Down and out. So I'm like, you know, making the most of what I have there.
Energy in you, my lady. I love it. What is our topic for today?
Today we are doing, why do people keep pets? Say that five times fast. Why do people... I can't even do it. Honestly. I challenge the listeners to do this. It's kind of difficult. Anyways, why do people keep pets? Do you have pets? Do you know?
No.
You don't?
There's more to it.
We're going to it after our first song.
And our first song is...
Resurrection.
Resurrection Remix. Enjoy.
Ta-da! No pets on your side.
No pets for
my
side.
Have you never had a pet in your life?
No.
Like, not even as a child.
No.
You didn't even have, like, a pet ant.
No.
Wow.
No.
What a sad life, you know. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm going to buy you a worm. We'll call it Dinoa Junior.
Vira, you don't do that. You're gonna kill me, dead. No.
Like, that was our childhood, being at school.
I remember in primary school, yeah. I remember my friends used to have those.
Silkworms, guys.
Exactly, I remember those.
And then we'd feed them mulberry leaves.
No, but I just couldn't stand them.
Yeah,
okay?
I know, shame, man. But I can't believe it, you've never had a pet.
No, no.
Not even a fish.
Not even a dog, not even a cat.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you know. No. Your life has been made to head.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe not, but my mom told me that they used to have a puppy at home.
Really?
Yes. And I'm thinking, but mommy, why didn't you guys have this puppy while I was still there, maybe, or something? And then they're like, no, they stole the puppy. And I'm like,
no, that's bad.
That was the end of us having a pet at home.
Oh my word.
And then I remember while I was still in primary, I used to ask my dad to get me a cub.
A cub? Like a bear cub?
A lion cub.
A lion cub? You don't like worms. You never had a dog, but you want a lion cub.
A lion cub.
Well, actually, I think we should ask this question. Keep going. Keep going, yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then I'm thinking, but daddy, I want this. I want this.
Lion cub.
They were so cute.
They are,
and then
yes.
When I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, but daddy, they are so cute. I want one. And my dad was like, are you crazy?
Yeah, I know. Kids don't understand.
Yeah.
Kids don't understand, man.
You don't understand. But that's how fascinated I was with those.
With lion cubs.
Yeah.
I mean, those are beautiful creatures, but they're vicious and wild.
Exactly. They don't belong to me at home.
They really don't belong to human beings.
No, they belong there.
In the wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you had any other crazy desires of pets?
No.
Never?
That was the only thing.
Sure. Cub. I feel like we need to get you a lion cub now. Because
maybe.
You've only had one desire.
Yeah.
Like, on my side, it's been wild, you know? Like, my brother had a snake.
Really?
A pet snake.
Yeah.
And he'd feed it, like, pinkies.
Okay.
Which are, like, very small mice.
Yeah. Oh,
then we had, I had fish. I had three fish. They all died. It was very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Then I had chickens. And then my brother fed them ham. So they started biting me, so we had to slaughter them. Because they became, like, carnivorous. And these, like, wild chickens, like, coming at me.
It's so funny to have a chicken as a pet, guys.
Listen, I love the chickens, man. I mean, I rubbed them, I combed their feathers, were tight, and then they started attacking me. Then we had,
so funny.
I think my brothers had pet dogs. We had a pet dog, but she ate her baby, so we had to take her to the SPCA.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
We currently have three cats.
At home?
Three cats at home.
Okay.
Yes. And thankfully, we do have a large yard, so they, majority of the time, they're not even in the house.
Mm, they're always
they're
out
there. Mm. The only problem with these cats is that they like getting snacks. They like going out into the veld and bringing snacks
at
5 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
They bring rats and mice in as offerings to me in my room. I really don't appreciate that.
Oh, no.
Other than that, you know, very beneficial animals, I would say.
But.
Yes.
On that note, you having cats at home.
Mm-hmm.
What good does it do to you and your family? Let's speak about you. Let's not talk about your family, but to you as an individual.
Okay, to me as an individual. Yeah. Firstly, these weren't like purchased cats. Okay. Pets. We actually rescued them. Their mom had passed on because someone drove over her. So we actually found these
kittens.
These kittens.
Mm.
So we didn't intend to have
pets.
More kittens, right?
Yeah.
The first one we actually got was from a lady in the rural areas who had this cat, but she couldn't take care of it.
Mm.
So that was the first one they had. Mm. And then the other two kittens are cousins, I think.
Mm.
And they obviously weren't being cared for.
Mm.
But in my life specifically, it's like, it's kind of like this friendship that you have with the animal.
Mm.
It's not that, I mean, obviously you do tend to talk to the cats because they meow and whatnot. But it's almost as though they hold a presence in your home. Mm. And when they're absent, it's like the house is very empty. And, you know, I don't know. It's just like a very sweet friendship where you're able to just... To explain this to someone who's never had an animal is so difficult.
But maybe I will understand. Just explain it to me. You it's know, like and you're not only explaining it to me.
Yeah.
To the listeners out there. It's like
having a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
That is alive.
Yeah.
It is very adorable.
Yeah.
It is very brightening of your day. Mm. If you're having a very difficult day.
Day.
And the cat starts meowing, you want to kick it. But then you understand that... You understand that there's a need that it is asking for.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like the sweetest companionship. I'm also like I also exercise with the cats. They run around and they roll, and it's like having another part of your family.
Mm.
And I don't know. The best way to explain it is like having a stuffed animal that's alive.
Wow.
It's very
so
weird.
Amazing how yeah it is weird, isn't it? It is weird. It's
I often
so
look at them and I'm like, this is paranoid. Why do we have like these creatures walking in our house?
But now my question is, are we then keeping pets because we're passionate about animals?
Mm.
Because you know it's the same thing that we were talking about in gardens.
Yes.
You know, the previous topics that we had and why people have gardens. Are they passionate of you know, of
growing yeah,
veggies
whatever.
And everything. So it's the same thing as animals. And I'm passionate about animals. I'm not a fan of animals' views, okay? It's okay if I go to the zoo and I look at them. There they are. Okay, they're living creatures. That's okay. They
yeah.
belong there. I'm okay with that. They've got creatures. I'm
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want them near me.
I think that's actually an excellent example that you just made, because the main reason we had them was not because we wanted them, but because we wanted to save them.
Yeah.
The need was... for them to be made well.
Yeah.
And for the same thing, I really don't like going to the zoo because I can see these animals that are caged up. Yes,
yeah.
they are taken care of.
Yeah.
But that's not their habitat.
Yeah.
So also that's why it's frustrating to see that many people want animals and keep them in small
yeah.
apartments.
Yes.
So to just
yes.
have an animal for
yes.
the sake of for your selfish purpose, that is problematic to me.
Mm.
Because it's not the intended purpose for the animal to be closed up for the sake of the human. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that I think it does go back to the passion of caring for animals.
Mm.
And I got that from my mom.
Mm.
She grew up on a farm back in the day. So
yeah.
she would care for all the animals.
Mm.
And she always felt that companionship of animals was better for her than with human beings. Because it's almost as though you could
they
only
understand
assist
her
them.
Better.
Or maybe not so much understanding her better, but she was always able to comfort them, and she was always able to assist them. But with human beings, we often push people away for no reason,
yeah.
even though we are in need
yes.
of help.
Yes.
So I think that it does tie very much with your passion to see others well.
Maybe it's because of the language, it's different. Human beings can talk,
yeah.
and animals, they can talk, but...
They're basically only able to verbalize need.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a sense.
So yeah.
It's like, yeah, we won't ever understand animal language. So
yeah.
today, I think we should never do that, personally. Let's just not go there. My brother's always threatening me that if the cat talks, what will I do? I said, as soon as the cat talks, it's dead, all right? We don't do that. I don't want to hear what it's saying. I will hear it meow. But don't talk to me. Imagine the cat at like 3 a.m. Like, Bula,
so
brought
Bula,
your head. Bula,
what
look,
are you
look.
Saying?
No.
But I think I would have that.
Yeah.
If they could talk, then it was going to make my life easier. Because then I was
yeah.
going to understand what they're trying to say
But
to
then
me.
It's like having a toddler that never grows up.
Yeah, sure. Very true. I was actually about to say that. To say it's like you're having a toddler at home.
But it never grows up.
Never
takes responsibility
up, yeah.
for itself. Never goes to work. Never studies.
You know, nothing.
Jesus.
Nothing.
That's hard. Anyways. So, what is the most common animal as a kept as a pet?
Well, here, these... Speaking mostly about dogs.
Okay, yeah.
Cats, parrots, rabbits.
Interesting.
pigs.
I've seen people have miniature pigs. Have you seen them? They're so cute.
Pigs, chickens, but the chicken one, it's killing me, guys. I don't want to lie. You know, one of my nieces, she actually has a phobia of chickens.
Oh,
she's
scared
of chickens.
Shame, man.
Imagine a chicken. But, yeah.
You get different species of chickens. There's some that look like they have shoes. It's so cute with their feathers. Honestly, I would probably be that person living, like, on the side of a mountain somewhere with, like, my chickens.
Yeah. And bats? Bats.
Birds.
Fish. And, those are the most common pets.
So, number one is dogs at 33%. Dogs. And cats, second, and cats. At 23%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
No, that's it. So... why do you think people have pets other than for themselves?
I think...
Look at some examples with kids with cancer. They usually bring in the dog to help them with therapy. Because when children are having, like, such traumatic experiences with illness, sometimes animals are able to comfort humans in a way that humans can't comfort themselves. And I think that that's also part of the reason why God created them, is that... There is, again, purpose behind it. Apparently, there are many health benefits of owning a pet.
Yeah.
There can be increased opportunities to exercise, to get outside and socialize. Regular walking or playing with pets can decrease blood pressure. Did you know that? So if I have blood pressure, you know I haven't been spending time with my cats. Then cholesterol levels as well as triglyceride levels can be lowered through spending time with pets. Pets can also help manage loneliness and depression by giving us companionship.
Wow.
I specifically agree with this because, do you know in old age homes or retirement homes, usually they don't allow animals. But in actual fact, those are the very people that need to have pets.
Actually,
to have a responsibility to help take care of them. And also it curbs that loneliness. Because I don't know if you've ever sat in an empty house. It's like very quiet. It's that kind of silence hurts.
No nothing. It's lonely.
And especially for, you know, older people.
Older people.
They literally don't have anyone or anything to do. They're waiting to die.
Actually.
Unfortunately. Yeah, so...
And I just wonder, what are they thinking?
Good question.
Hey? Wow.
So, Dineo.
So, yeah. Pets.
What are your further information to
pets? On pets. So, it says here, owning a pet can change your life.
Oh, wow.
Spending time with your pets can be relaxing, encouraging. And petting a beloved animal can even help lower and blood pressure. Okay, that's fine.
That's
exactly what you just said. And then it says here, if you don't have a pet in your life, consider adopting or fostering one. Never.
Dino. I'm getting the worms.
Especially during an American Heart Month, okay? According to the Human Animal Bond Research Institution and Mars Pet Care, market research reinforces the social bond between humans and pets. In fact, 80% of pet owners say their pet makes them feel less lonely.
Oh, wow.
85% of pet owners and non-pet owners believe interacting with companion animal can help reduce loneliness, while 76% agree human-animal interactions can help address social isolation.
Sure. Yeah, no, it is true.
Yeah.
If you actually look at the statistics, I suspect that during the lockdown, people with pets had, I think they came out of it a lot better mentally than those without. Because that, like the isolation you were talking about, that complete isolation actually... is detrimental to the health of an individual. We were intrinsically made for one another, right? As humanity. So having that animal to step in as not only a companionship, but a reason to wake up and to feed them and to care for them and to clean them, I think that it also gives you more purpose in life if you're feeling in that place of depression or isolation.
But you know what I've realized? Like, I did say that I'm really not passionate about animals, etc.
She doesn't like gardening. She doesn't like animals. She doesn't like reading. This is a city girl. What have we done?
But I recently
yeah.
realized that I can actually learn to love pets, okay? Because recently my mom wanted a dog. She wanted to replace that dog that I didn't
from
know,
years
you
ago.
Know from years ago, you know. And it happened that, voila, some guys, they were walking down the street and they were walking with this dog. And my mom was like, okay, I love the dog.
Oh.
Please, can I have the dog?
Oh, wow.
And they said, no, it's fine. You can have the dog, but we'll come and collect our 30 bucks tomorrow.
Sure.
And they're like, okay, cool.
And so they sold the dog for 50 rand?
And probably they found it somewhere. Okay. It was just around there alone. I think it was lost.
Mm.
Something like that. And then they took it from there.
Yeah.
And then my mom saw the dog and then they said, no, it's fine. We'll give it to you.
Oh,
and you can just give us 30 bucks. So that's what happened.
Mm.
This dog, it's so cute. It's very, very cute.
Is it a big dog?
No, it's not. It's those, I don't know what are their names,
yeah,
but if I can describe it, it's those longer ones, short, and they don't grow.
Oh, the sausage dog.
A sausage
dog. Or is it Dutch hound?
Type of thing,
yeah.
You know, but it's more furry, but it even with the nose, it's
oh.
not a sausage dog type of thing.
Yeah.
But I think so, because then they are more, you know,
longer.
And they don't grow in short.
Oh.
They don't grow,
yeah.
You know. But they rather straight sausage dog.
Yeah,
it's rather
sort of thing,
like
yeah.
that. So. So it's so cute. It's very nice. It's very cute. I went home and the dog was there. Very friendly.
Oh, that's
cool. I think then I happened to fall in love with it.
Oh,
know?
Dear.
And I was thinking, wow, this is so cute. And we were playing together in the house and everything and blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Then my dad was like, I don't want this dog inside my house.
It
better go out.
Yeah.
And it didn't want to go out.
Mm.
However, my mom then taught that, you know what, you need to stay outside.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately. And yes, it got used to be outside and everything.
Mm.
And then 2 minutes, my mom was telling me that, but this dog is very naughty. But mommy, so now are you going to give it away?
Mm.
She's like, yeah, no, I'm just going to give it away. And I'm like, okay, but at least I'm coming home. Let me just see the dog first before you giving it away.
Yeah.
And I was at home on Thursday and it just was so happy to see me because
oh,
then the first time it saw me, that was the first time. And then I then vanished. Boo,
gone. Yeah.
Then on Thursday I was there. It was just so happy to see me. And I was so happy to see it. So I remember playing with it, you know.
Yeah.
Then I felt like, okay, you know what? It's good to have a pet.
Yeah, there you go. She's coming around.
You know? But, and then the next day, on Friday morning, the dog was not there.
Oh, dear.
So we don't know where it is. It just went outside.
Did it run away?
Yeah, it ran away. I don't know why. But as I heard that, my mom was telling me that it always, like every time when you open the gate, it
yeah.
goes out. Okay, it's okay. It can go out and, you know, play around and then come back.
Yeah.
But the day never came back. So I yeah. don't know if it did come back or...
Maybe it had original owners that it returned to.
Yeah, but from where? That's the thing. Because then it was not around where we stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame, man.
Yeah.
I hope that you find the dog, because this is the problem also,
yeah.
that they run into the road and they get driven
yes.
over by cars,
you know.
And yeah, no, man, the heart is broken.
But I ended up having this, you know,
yeah,
the love
for the animals.
For the animal.
So we're gonna go into our second song, and then we're gonna wrap up with some of the most exotic animals that you can legally own. So that's interesting. Enjoy.
I need you, I'm reaching out with all of my heart and soul. My Jesus, you're here right now, holding me through it all, holding me through it all. nothing's gonna hold me back from your failing love. Nothing's gonna change your heart. Nothing's gonna change your heart. Your presence is my home.
So,
the most exotic animals.
Sure, imagine.
I remember. So you had your story about the cub, right?
Yeah.
When I was young,
yeah.
I wanted a spider monkey. Those little baby monkeys, you know, they're so small and they got mustaches. They're like the best thing. And if it wasn't the spider monkey, I literally had a dream, and I woke up, and I was probably like 9 years old, and I ran into the dining room where my mom was, and like I was just crying, and I was like, "Mom, I need a koala."
A what?
A koala.
Oh, okay,
koala. And I couldn't, like, for the rest of the week, like every single day, I was in the state of trauma because I needed a koala. This thing's so wild. Funny. You know, this is not how it works.
But what intrigued it? What? Why?
Because it's like a teddy bear.
Yeah, it's like cute and fairy and, you know.
I always wanted a sibling, like a younger sibling. Oh. I never got one. But that's why I wanted anything that was like a younger sibling, you know.
Oh my goodness. I think I don't know. I also don't know why did I wanted to have a cub.
You watch like The Lion King.
I do. I love those animations. I love those.
Maybe that's why. You're like, I need a Mufasa.
Maybe a younger Mufasa. Okay, so let's talk about these exotic animals.
Yes.
That you can legally own.
That's
legally
important.
You know,
yeah.
I love the word legally.
Yeah, but just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, but anyway, but at least you are legal to have these, you know. So it says here, turtles.
Yeah, turtles.
Turtles. What are turtles anyway?
So it's like a tortoise, but it's the one that lives in the water.
In water, okay, yeah. Okay. Because then I wanted to differentiate between that.
Yeah.
And then we have dwarf pigs.
Dwarf pigs, those little pigs that you were talking about earlier. Apparently, so they're legal.
Wow.
It's interesting. Next thing you wake up and you find dad's eating bacon and you remember there wasn't bacon in the fridge.
Yes, what happened? Let's slaughter it.
What happened to the pig?
What is tarantula?
A tarantula?
Yeah.
It's those large spiders. You know those super hairy spiders? Tarantula.
Yeah. The big ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shaman, you're like in a state of trauma now.
And what are squirrel monkeys? Are they the ones
squirrel that you monkeys, wanted? Yeah. They're quite similar.
Yo, this is so funny. And then there is a wallaby. What is it?
Wallaby.
Oh, what is a wallaby?
A wallaby is like, it's kind of, I think, a family of the rodent.
Yeah.
It's in the same category of, what are they called now? It's kind of like a kangaroo that doesn't jump. Or it's like much smaller. Okay, let's just find out to be exactly
What is a wallaby?
A wallaby is a member of the kangaroo clan found primarily in Australia and on nearby islands. There are many wallaby species grouped roughly by habitat. So there's shrub wallabies, bush wallabies, rock wallabies. Wallabies are named for their size and their hair-like behavior. So they're kind of like small kangaroos.
Mm.
Would you ever have a small kangaroo as a pet?
I think they're cute.
And then they kick you.
I think they are cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
To close it off. Is it a good thing? Here's the question.
Yes.
Is it a good thing for a human being to have a pet? Or is it a must? Let me rather put it like that. Is it a must for a human being to have a pet?
I think that the way you put it is very good. I think that people should, from young, I think that children especially do need to learn how to have pets so that they can develop a compassion for things that cannot give them
animals.
Something. So animals specifically are mostly dependent, right?
Yeah.
So they need to learn how to be compassionate to things that are fragile and weak and perhaps dependent on them. And I think that that even teaches them about social skills. So having that responsibility for something that cannot offer you anything, except for basically love, I think that it is quite an important thing.
Yeah.
And would you agree with that? As someone who's never had a pet, did you feel like you were missing out?
To be honest, maybe.
Okay.
I do have some little love, okay? I think it's because of the dog at home.
Yeah.
I felt in love with it because I noticed how friendly it is.
Yeah.
The energy that it has.
They're so forgiving as
you know?
Well.
Yeah. And if they do listen.
Yeah.
You can shout at it or maybe you can just tell them, okay, stop that.
Yeah.
They would actually stop it.
Yeah.
So I saw that. So, yeah, I think I would have that. No.
Reluctant. Oh, well. Anyway. So, that was lots of fun to talk about.
It was.
I hope that the listeners enjoyed it. Tell us what kind of pets you have. Do you think, like Dinoa asked, is it necessary for people to have pets? Do we actually miss out on life if we don't? But that's all from us. So,
yes.
We'll see you or hear from you again. Same place.
Same time.
Same time.
Same place.
Cheers, bye!
Break.
Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
It's Out to the Cliff.
My righteous love, I called you by name.